Rough Gum and Monique Bingham on 959. Take Me to My Love. And then before that, The Roots and Jaguar, What You Want, kicking off the second hour of the show. So here's the deal. I was speaking to a friend of mine who's got a kid, and she's currently involved in a dispute with the school. You may ask, over what? Something simple. She decided that she was taking the kid out of the school and putting the kid in the new school. That was that. And now they're like, he didn't give us enough warning. What? So you owe us school fees at least for the first 3 months of this year. She's like, over my dead body.
What?
Yeah. She's like, never going to happen. Then another mate of mine was telling me about how he got into a dispute with the school last year when lockdown began. And eventually he's like, guys, why are we still paying the same school fees when kids are studying from home? Then he says the school came back and they asked him, how much do you want to pay? This idiot said, I can afford to pay 15,000 a month. I was like, when have they even asked you what you can pay and you still hit yourself that much? I mean, I would have said 2,000 max.
Wow.
And then he's like, he found out that other parents weren't paying anything. Like, white parents actually didn't pay at all. And I was like, I was like, it serves you right, because you can't negotiate. Somebody comes to you and they ask you how much you want to pay. I tell them zero. It's lockdown. That's Spani.
Maybe they caught him off guard. He wasn't ready.
You must always be ready to bargain.
Yeah.
If somebody brings it to you, send men. Shaba 1 rand. Let them negotiate you up. Why are you? He's paying 15. Anyway, I didn't feel anything for him. I was like, we are lunga. But yeah, generally speaking, I've seen this. School fees, stationery, everything to do with school is expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it just never stops.
And they want that thing now when they want it, eh?
Yeah.
Uniform, blazers,
photo shoots.
Yeah. Your school trips.
Everything.
You know, when I was younger, I used to wait. So let's say, for example, I need 200 bucks. I'd wait until the morning and then ask my dad. And the reason why I thought I was doing that is if I ask him in the morning when you're rushing, he's not going to have enough time to shout at me.
Yeah.
You know? He's just going to give me the money.
Yeah.
Now that I'm old, I realize how inconsiderate that was.
That is very inconsiderate.
Literally, what if he didn't have the money?
Yo, dude.
You know?
I've got a cousin right now who owes the school 60,000 rands in school.
Yay.
And this is because of COVID, you know. So the school was kind enough to say, it's okay, you don't have to pay now because you don't have the money. But they're not even giving her a discount whatsoever. They just said, just make sure when you get on your feet, you can pay it back. So I also feel like she should go and try come up with some sort of a plan.
Negotiate.
Because how are you going to pay 60,000? And it's needed at the end of this year.
Yeah.
So yeah, COVID was hard, bro. Like, yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, school issues, man. Ish. But yeah, I suppose it's one of those things because you pay for the education because we need it, you know? It's not to say it was government schools. Like, I went to a government school. And our government school was excellent. My sisters went to the same school and that was excellent. I guess it depends where you live and which government school you go to.
Yeah. My brother also went to a government school and we paid per term, right? I thought when I looked at the fees, because I was paying, I thought, I can do this thing. Then I didn't pay for 2 terms. Yo, when I had to pay.
Catch up.
It was too much, yeah. It was too much, yeah. Because I thought, government schools, I can do this thing. But yeah, it took half of my salary and I wasn't happy. Yeah.
I'm realizing that having kids is an expense that never goes away.
Yeah.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah.
I've been looking at our lives. We're expecting the little one in about 3 weeks. And I'm like, when does it end? It's like this. Now we must get that. Is that ready? That. I'm like, wow. I'm like.
And this is just the beginning, son, man. He's like, when does it end? This is just the beginning.
My wallet's looking at me like, bruh.
Your wallet's going to be looking at you for the next 18 years at least.
Like, I'm not a genie, man.
Give us a shout, please. And let us know. We are speaking about school expenses.